This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Arkansas's finance office reports the state's revenues in May beat last year's figures and expectations. Arkansas's net available revenue in May totaled $315.4 million. That's almost $4 million above last year and $8.4 million above forecast. The state's revenue to date, $18.7 million higher than forecast. Dateline Fayetteville, where probation officers working for the Arkansas Department of Community Corrections will not be allowed to appear on a proposed reality television show with a departing circuit judge. The drug court shows expected to focus on Judge Marianne Gunn, who's retiring June 11th. An elderly Batesville man suffering from dementia has been reported missing from the College Hill Apartments in Batesville. 76-year-old Franklin J. Winfrey was last seen around 4:30 Wednesday afternoon at the apartments. Mr. Winfrey is described as a white male, about 6'1", 145 pounds, wearing a NASCAR ball cap, orange shirt, and Levi Carpenter-style pants. If you see Mr. Winfrey, call a police officer and he'll come and pick him up. The Independence County Sheriff's Office prescription drug drop box is now in place and ready to accept outdated or unused prescription drugs from anyone who needs to dispose of them. Sheriff Steve Jeffries said the drop box is located at the Sheriff's Office at 1750 Myers Street in Batesville, just outside the front door of the Criminal Investigation Division office. It's available 24/7. Jeffries said the abuse of prescription drugs is a major problem law enforcement is seeing. He said having a place for the public to turn in any unused prescription drugs will be one way to keep those type drugs off the streets. Sheriff Jeffries said it took several entities working together to bring the drop box to reality. He noted Stony Fortenberry and Merchants and Planters Bank for donating the vault for the collection of the drugs, Judge Griffin and members of the Independence County Road Department who retrieved the vault and transported it to the Sheriff's Office, Mayor Ellenbaugh and Batesville Fire Department members, the maintenance supervisor for the building, Finus Kelly, for building a shelter to keep the vault out of the weather, and Sarah Sexton and Jan Smith of White River Planning and Development, who obtained the grant money and purchased the drug terminator where officers can burn the unused prescription drugs. High water is still the story on the White River in this area. At Batesville, the White River is still standing at 13.39 feet with flood stage at 15, and in Newport, still a foot and three quarters over the 26-foot flood stage, now standing at 27.75 feet. High water on the river and flooding as well cut the production of the Independence County hydro plants in May by over 60%. Project manager John Stacy said the three plants only produced 1,878 megawatt hours of electrical power. That's for an income of just over $121,000. In a good month, the three power plants will produce around 5,000 megawatt hours of electricity. Stacy said anytime the river is above 13 feet, the hydro plants cannot operate well. And the Mountain View Water System is requesting customers of all water associations that are served by the Mountain View System to conserve water for the next couple of days. A spokesman for Mountain View Water said the system is in the process of replacing a pump and the conservation of water would be very much appreciated. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.